Good morning and welcome. 9 minutes after 6 in the a.m. on a Tuesday. Gentlemen, did you make any attempt yesterday to hack off our women listeners at all? Did we make an effort to do that?
Try not to do that. I leave that for you because you're so good at it. I hate to challenge the master at doing that.
All right. Well, sometimes it's a little too easy or a little too obvious to ask a group of women to name a handful of things that us guys are bad at. I mean, it's like, it's what they call throwing a softball question in an interview. But a group of people have done just that. They've said, hey, give me the top 10 things that you say men are bad at that they need to improve on. And here they are. See if you agree. I'm going to start with number 10, work our way up to number 1. You ready?
Mm-hmm.
Women say we're bad at picking out furniture. I disagree. We are functional. Furniture is functional. Most of the time, you can also get it that it's decorative, but it's nice to look at. Furniture is functional. You buy a sofa not because it looks nice in the living room, because you can lay down on it completely and get a good nap. That's why you buy a sofa. You buy it so that you're comfortable while you're sitting there watching the game, eating Cheetos.
Uh-huh.
Am I wrong?
That's why you buy it.
Yeah.
Not why your wife buys it.
No, I have a sofa in my living room. It's wonderful.
Mm-hmm.
No one likes it because it happens to be used. It is in used but excellent shape.
There it is.
People come, my kids, they make fun of the sofa.
Women say that we're also bad at wearing or buying fashionable clothes.
No question.
Yeah, I need help sometimes when buying stuff that's stylish.
My sister picks out nice stuff for me for Christmas.
There you go.
Says, here, trust me, wear this.
See, when somebody says trust me, my sensor goes up.
She could do the ultimate practical joke on me because I trust her blindly.
Hey, didn't I see this sweater on the Huxtables?
Right.
Number 8 is multitasking. Ladies say we're bad at that. Number 7, they say we're bad at buying gifts. Yeah, that's probably true. We're not so good. Basic domestic chores. No, we're not bad at it. We just don't want to do it. Okay?
No.
I know how to do things. I just don't want to.
There are men who mess up the domestic chores so badly that the woman in their life says, I'll do it. Get away from them.
Here's one where they completely screwed up. They say we're bad at cooking. No, we're not. No, we're not. We're excellent at cooking. We do a great job. Most of the world's chefs are men.
Yeah, there's good at the high end and there's bad at the low end. I mean, there are people that can only open a can of ravioli from Chef Boyardee as opposed to Emeril Lagasse.
My cooking is good. I don't embarrass myself around the kitchen.
Absolutely not. They also say we're bad at ironing.
Who irons?
I do.
Really?
Absolutely. What do you mean? What do you mean, who irons? Do you wear wrinkled stuff?
I can't imagine the last time I picked up an iron.
Well, so your wife does it for you?
No.
Huh?
No.
So you just walk around in wrinkled stuff?
Well, the stuff comes out of the dryer. It doesn't have many wrinkles in it. It's okay.
Oh. No way, but there's a compromise. There's a half point here.
If I'm getting dressed up, I wear stuff that's coming back from the dry cleaner that's already been pressed. So, you know, I'm not going to iron.
Dressed shirts.
You got no style.
Collared shirts.
Yeah.
Need to be ironed.
Yes.
Casual wear. Polo shirts.
Yeah.
They don't have to be ironed.
Golf shirts and whatever that
you don't
thing
iron,
is. Do you iron the dickie that you wear underneath?
You don't iron your blue jeans, do you?
Oh, gosh, no.
Okay.
No.
Well, thank you for that.
I'll iron my shorts.
Really?
Your
shorts?
Sometimes. And the shirts that I wear, you know, these button-downs with collars, I iron these. By the time that I'm done with the show, it doesn't look like I've ironed because I've been sweating. It's hot in here. Ironing, they say we're bad at dancing. Yeah, most of us are.
Until the beer kicks in.
Yeah.
Oh, my goodness.
Yeah, remembering anniversaries and other important dates.
No.
Hey, no. Give us a reason why we should. And last but not least, buying clothes for the wife and or girlfriend. Yeah, I'm bad at looking at something on the rack and thinking, wow, that would look good on my wife. I don't translate
unless you
well.
Happen to be in a Victoria's Secret. That's all
right.
Good, you
know? And then it's like that would look good on her and the floor.
Yeah.
So,
oh brother.
Thank you very much. But when she puts it on, I do have the ability of saying that looks great on you, or no, that's not complimentary to you, dear. Let's look at something else. So
wait a minute. First of all, there's so much wrong with what you just said. First of all, you go shopping for clothes with your wife?
Sometimes, yeah.
Oh, sure. My God. And second of all, you tell her that something doesn't look good?
Yes.
And third, you buy clothes for your wife?
If she picks something out and she likes it, we both like it. It's attractive. Yeah, sure, I'll buy it for it. Why?
No, what? I mean, you go alone to buy things for your wife.
No.
So only two of the three things I heard are very wrong.
See, that's the thing. If I see it on the rack and I go, oh, that's going to look good on my wife, I bring it home, it's like, wow, that's a clown outfit. And I don't understand how it looks that bad on you when it looked good on the rack. See, that's just a problem. And then the opposite is I think my wife bought some kind of a sequin top that when she brought it home, I looked at it and went, that sucks so bad. That is going to look so stupid.
You said that out loud?
No,
or you just
in
thought
my head.
Oh, okay.
In thinking, don't say it out loud, don't say it out loud, don't say it out loud. And then when she put it on, I was literally stunned. I went, wow, that looks awesome. And she's like, you're just saying that? I'm like, no, I'm not. And it really did look good. I was very that. So giving her my honest opinion, yes, I have the right to do that, and she appreciates my honesty. We've been married for over 13 years, so that works. All right, so here's the other thing. I say all that to say, okay, ladies, you've established that you know more than us men. Okay, you've got it going on, and you have a better grip on things than we do. So my question to you is, at that time of the month.
Oh, I saw this story yesterday. I didn't do it, but you're going to do it.
Absolutely. Should you get two paid holidays per month off because of that situation?
This sounds like a proposal from Sweden or from some Norwegian country.
Actually, it's the Russians.
It's the Russians.
The Russians.
A member of the Russian parliament just proposed a bill that would give women two paid days off a month when it's, you know,
that time of the month.
He says women are dealing with too much psychological and physical pain to be totally effective at work. Naturally, women's group believe this is incredibly sexist, even if it would mean an extra 24 days vacation off every year. Ladies?
If men could get 2 days off because of whatever, hungover days or what, sorry, today's one of my hungover days.
Well,
then that's a deal. That we can move forward.
I'm telling you right now, here in this state, we could actually probably get some stick on that type of legislation. But, ladies, send me an email, seth.meal@wsau.com. Is that being sexist, or do you, or would you? Listen, I know some people that have taken a sick day because
various cramping and what have you.
Exactly.
Sure.
Yeah, I hate that. I don't even want to say the word. But, yes, they've gone off and said, okay, I need a down day. It's just not happening. So it's a listen. You got that look like, all right. I'm acknowledging that can be a legitimate physical impairment. But the Russian parliament guy is saying you've lost your mind during that time of the month, and therefore you shouldn't be at work infecting the productivity of the office.
Mm-hmm.
I'm not going that far, but I'm saying, what do you want? Like a day off.
Couldn't it be just incorporated into your regular sick days?
Sick days, you got personal days. I personally do not think that it would be a good idea for us to propose legislation here in the United States or in this state specifically for that issue. That is sexist. Because if that's the case, can't we get, you know, like when we're in our mid-40s, can't we get like a month off for a midlife crisis or something? Can't we?
That's not a bad idea.
Maybe we could work out some kind of arbitration. Tell you what we'll do. We'll give you 24 days a month off. You give us the month in the summer so we can ride our motorcycle to Las Vegas.
And now it's time for another episode of 1 Minute Inside a Woman's Head.
Why is A-Rod being suspended? Whatever he's taking, he should keep taking it. He looks awesome. Who cares if he accidentally hits a home run every now and then? With a body like that, it should be illegal for him to stop the juicing. Obviously, the men who suspended him are overweight, not properly toned, and jealous. Without A-Rod's rockin' body, how many women would sit around watching grown men play catch? None. If I feel the need to watch balls flying through the air, I'll go out back and toss the neighbor kid's toys back over the fence. Seriously, would anyone buy tickets if Governor Christie and Michael Moore threw on uniforms and took the field? No. Can't they just demote A-Rod? Make him a shirtless bat boy or something? Ugh, I don't understand baseball.
And that was another episode of 1 Minute Inside a Woman's Head.
Get breaking news from the WSAU newsroom straight to your cell phone. Text NEWS to 39327 and you'll always be up to date. From AM 550, FM 99.9 and WSAU.com.